And welcome back in Focus rolling along on a Wednesday morning. As we transition now to talk with the Manhattan Fire Department, we have joining us on the Zoom call here today, Assistant Chief of Risk Reduction, Ryan Courtright. Good morning.
Morning, Brandon. Thanks for having me.
You bet. We'll get into some details on building projects coming up. But yesterday, the fire department was in the news for kind of an interesting development that happened on Points Avenue. There was a car crash into the building yesterday and did a little damage to your firehouse.
It did indeed. It was a lot of excitement there, but our crews did a fantastic job of kind of getting past that initial excitement and administering patient care right away, and actually got started with shoring the building and up right away. And once the vehicle was removed, so could have been a lot worse. Happy that none of our folks were injured and that we were able to be essentially right there to again administer that patient care right away.
Yeah, you know, we feel badly for the patient who was injured yesterday and had to go to the hospital. But I mean, I guess if you're going to have an accident, that might be the best place to have it with the EMS staff right on scene.
Sure, that probably our quickest response on record, I would imagine. So.
More than likely, yes, and good to hear that he's getting the care he needs right now. Well, that obviously a little bit of excitement yesterday. There's some excitement going on with a lot of projects around town, and I know you want to give us an update on some of those.
Yeah, it's still a pretty busy time here at the Risk Reduction Office, still getting a lot of building permit applications. In July, we actually issued 44 building permits, which is the most for any month yet this year. We're getting a lot of residential submittals now. Commercial stuff has petered off somewhat, but we're still getting a lot of residential submittals. In fact, in the last 10 to 14 days, we've got over 20. So I expect August to have a number similar to July. So busy time. We added 20 new living units here in town. Four of those were new single families. We're still behind last year's numbers for single families. We're down about 35% from last year, but our total number of dwelling units were actually up 50% from last year with some new apartment buildings that have been built this year. So a lot going on. We issued permits for seven new duplexes out at the Canyon Creek subdivision off South Reef. So there's a lot of action going on in that part of town as well. For the year, building permit valuations are up 265% actually over last year's numbers. We're about at $115 million for valuation of projects yet this year. However, our building permit fees collected are down about 20% from last year, and that's mostly in due part to the school district projects and the subsidized duplex, the housing that's going in out at Canyon Creek. The city commission waived building permit fees for those projects. So that's obviously resulted in fewer fees being collected this year than last year. But a lot going on. The community gym projects are all underway, the various stages. I know I've driven past the community center there on Fort Raleigh Boulevard for the Douglas Center. It's well underway and a lot of activity there. So the school project in general, we actually performed a couple of final inspections yesterday at the middle schools in preparation to get people back in those buildings. Those projects have some phasing to them, so these weren't necessarily finals for the projects entirely, but simply to get the students and faculty back in those buildings for the school year. So our inspection staff is busy, obviously, with the amount of permits that we've been issuing, but that we're doing our best to keep up and trying to keep projects moving as best we can. So here the rest of the year, we've got some pretty exciting projects that we submitted, I would presume, here this fall. I'm sure everybody's noticed all the demolition work going on across from the Alumni Center on Anderson. We demolished several homes and that basically a whole block there between Denison and 17th Street. That'll make room for some new multi-story townhomes. I believe there's 33 dwelling units that'll be in total for that development. So that should get kicked off here pretty quick after the demolition work and site work is completed. Out off of Miller Parkway, the AmeriCare subdivision or complex I believe they're in the infrastructure stage now. We should be permitting those projects, I would guess, in the fall or early winter. That involves several independent living duplexes, along with a assisted living and full care facility on site. So, and then up in the Grand Mirror area, east of the clubhouse off of Colbert Hills Drive, we've got an apartment building and some potential assisted living facilities being proposed out there too. So do predict that we'll stay busy through the fall and into the winter with all the projects that we kind of have in the works and what we have now on our plate. So.
All right. People are always interested, I know, in commercial development, and I know you said that slowed down a little bit, but if I remember right, at some point here, we're supposed to have a Brahms coming to Manhattan. Do you know anything about that yet? I'm throwing a dart here, but...
Yeah, no, it's as far as I know, it's still in the works. I'm not sure what the delays are in that, but quite honestly, I haven't heard anything about that project in several months. I know that they had gone through some zoning action and stuff to make way for the project, but haven't had an update on that in quite some time.
Okay, very good. I know a lot of people are curious about that one, including family at home. But we, you know, it's interesting. You mentioned the projects down there by K-State, the Alumni Center, and that's going to be kind of a hefty development there. That's something the university is developing, some alumni housing, if I'm not mistaken.
Yeah, that's my understanding. They're possibly as second homes, vacation homes. They're the renderings and stuff that I've seen have been a higher end, multi-story townhome product. So. A neat project. Really, I think it'll make that area of town look real nice.
Of course, the Aggieville development, that's another big thing, too. That just seems massive right now, the hotel project.
It does. There's a lot of activity down there. That the Marriott Hotel is a big project. There appears that they've completed all of the concrete and work, and now they're proceeding with the wood framing. I think they're on their second or third story of wood framing. That building is 5 feet, or excuse me, 5 stories in height when it's completed. So there'll be 3 stories of wood framing on top of that concrete structure that you see now. So,
okay. What other things did you have you wanted to cover here this morning?
So I really wanted to provide the community with an update of kind of where we're at with property maintenance and nuisance enforcement around town. Due to some staff shortages and the current hiring freeze here at the city, we're operating at 50% staff with our property maintenance inspectors. We're unable to do a lot of the proactive enforcement that we've done in recent years, which is disheartening for our staff. I know that's we like to get out in front of things, especially grass, junk cars, things like that, and we're just not able to do that due to our staffing levels. So we're purely reactive at this point. We get numerous complaints a day, either through the city's website or calls into the office. But we have been trying to canvas some neighborhoods with some door hangers for weeds and tall grass, really just trying to get as much done as we can with some what I'd call more passive enforcement. It's had some results that have been good for us, but we still do have some properties that are a challenge that we're trying to stay on top of. But I want everybody to know that we're certainly doing all we can with the resources that we have. And if you have a concern about a property, please don't hesitate to either download the Report It app and report it that way, report it through the city's webpage, or just call the Risk Reduction Office at 587-4506 and report those concerns. So it's move in, move out time right now. It's already begun. Just want to remind folks that when you're piling things out of the curb or at the alley, make sure that you've got trash service scheduled to pick it up. Be wary of allowing trash to blow around. That's something that we will address through our accelerated abatement process. If you've got large furnishings that you're wanting to dispose of, please make sure that your trash hauler will actually take those. We don't like outside furniture laying around town. It not only gets wet, gets rained on, gets nasty, but we have had history of couches spontaneously combusting in the middle of the street too. So that's something that we want to try to avoid at all costs. So just ask that the public be patient with us. We do take pride in a well-maintained community. This is a tough tough spot for our inspectors and our staff to be in, but we're doing the best that we can to try to keep things tidy. So,
all right. We certainly don't want any couch fires to have to report on here in the news.
No.
Okay. Very good. Well, Ryan, appreciate the time here, and we always appreciate learning more about what's going on in the fire department.
Absolutely. Thanks, Brandon.
All right. Ryan Courtright joining us here on K-Man. Stay tuned. We'll talk with Deb Watkins from the T. Russell Wright's Animal Shelter up next on K-Man.